This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:36 on the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin. Nadira Matrang joins us in the studio for Tamaka Rap. Now, just very briefly, taking a break from the political situation in the country, I guess we just need to also remember that the COVID-19 outbreak is still a very real problem for us, as well as the rest of the world. We know that Malaysia's tourism industry has already suffered an estimated 3 billion ringgit in losses to date since the outbreak began. I'm sure the retail industry must also be feeling the pinch.
So you're very right there, because no tourists means no visitors to shop at our malls, because the local population just cannot sustain the number of shopping establishments we have here. You've gone to malls or even Pasar Malam and found it a lot easier to maneuver through crowds because it's just so empty. So the shops are definitely feeling the pinch. And when we spoke with the Malaysian Retail Chain Association President, Dato Sri Gary Chua, he told us that many of his members have seen drops of 50% in business or more since the coronavirus outbreak. And he did also tell us that despite all that, there are some retailers that are actually doing well, like pharmacies. Anyway, Chua believes there is still hope yet for the retail sector. It's just knowing which markets to target.
Looks like with the onset of the coronavirus, it could be a bit challenging. But we still can offset that by aggressive promoting Malaysia is still the safest country in terms of the virus. At the same time, promote to countries, the most immediate ones like ASEAN countries. And then from India, a very big growing market. Today, one of the biggest spenders in Thailand are from India. And also the Middle East and Europe as well. You see, we are friendly to all the countries. We can capture big tourism arrival in Malaysia with a double-digit growth on retail. So now we just need a good, stable government to guide us, to support us.
So that was Dato' Sri Gary Chua, who's the president of the Malaysia Retail Chain Association. Which reminds me, I think the MRCA was actually one of several bodies that have been appealing for some help to see retailers through this crisis.
He did acknowledge that Malaysia's shopping malls have been very proactive. They've been providing hand sanitizers. Some are even checking temperatures. So all in all, this gives us a sense of security. Still, he feels more could be done. And one was to appeal to shopping malls and shop house landlords and owners to give rental rebates of between 30 and 50% for the next 6 months. And this is to allow retailers to ride out the effects of COVID-19. But there's not been any response except for them to say, this will require some time to work out. But there's still some good news of sorts. The economic stimulus package that was postponed due to the political drama we're seeing now will be unveiled by interim Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad at a date that will be revealed soon.
And while we wait for that, moving on to Bursa for now, shares in Globetronics Technology fell over 5% earlier today. What's happening on the counter?
Globetronics has released its financial results, which missed analyst expectations. The semiconductor manufacturer's net profit in the fourth quarter fell by one-third to 14.5 million ringgit. Globetronics blamed the decline on lower volume loadings of products from some customers. Its revenue was also down 28% to about 59 million ringgit. At the close today, Globetronics closed down 2.5% at 2 ringgit 33 cent.
Nadira, thank you very much for that.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.